Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's Monday and it's time to go. I don't know. We're in the paint, in the trenches, right? So much going on. Wes, what's happening?
We got everything. Like I said, we're going in the trenches, in the paint, on the track, on the baseball diamond. We do it all. But we're going to start off in the trenches like we always do. The NFL draft, former South Carolina defensive end and Rock Hill native Jadeveon Clowney kicked things off in last Thursday's draft as he was the number one pick for the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
And the Panthers hope their latest additions will help them get over the hump and improve upon last year's 12-4 record. They started things off with 6'5", 240-pound wide receiver with Kelvin Benjamin out of Florida State, who many had the Panthers targeting all along before in round two, going with value pick Missouri defensive end Coney Ealy, who many had as a surefire first-round pick heading into the draft. The third round brought more help to the offense and LSU guard Trey Turner, and the Panthers will finish out the weekend adding former North Carolina safety Trey Boston, San Jose State cornerback Ben Wickier, before making their last selection in the sixth round and Stanford running back Tyler Gaffney, very productive back out of Stanford. So welcome to all the newest Carolina Panthers, and best of luck to them all, and hopefully they all make it and can help the Panthers get the job done this season. Now, we're going to go in the paint with the NBA playoffs. The second half has been the land of blowouts until yesterday's thrilling comeback victory led by former Wake Forest guard and Louisville, North Carolina native Chris Paul and the Los Angeles Clippers. They battled back from 16 down in the fourth quarter to win 101-99 over the Oklahoma City Thunder, and that series is now tied at 2-2 with the all-important Game 5 on Tuesday night from Oklahoma City. Paul George dropped 39. As the number one seed in the East, the Indiana Pacers came back from 19 down in the second half to win 95-92, and now they have the upstart Washington Wizards on the ropes with a 3-1 lead. And in tonight's action, some pretty good games. The Miami Heat will look to go up 3-1 as they take on Brooklyn tonight from the Barclays Center. That should be a great one. And the San Antonio Spurs look to dispose of the Portland Trail Blazers as they are up 3-0 and could end things tonight and begin resting up for the Western Conference Finals if they can get the job done tonight from Portland. NASCAR Jeff Gordon celebrated his 89th career victory and his first of 2014 as he got it done in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race at Kansas, and he continues to increase his overall points lead. He's having a great season so far this year, and the Charlotte Knights struggles continue. We had a lot of good news, but now we got to go to a little bit of the rough stuff. And the Charlotte Knights struggles continue. They started last week with 2 victories before going 1-4 to end the week, and their week ahead includes a home series against Buffalo, Road series with Durham before a weekend series with Norfolk. And Melody, this has been another edition of In the Trenches, In the Paint, On the Track, On the Baseball Diamond, wherever you want us to be. That's where we are. And you can catch me on Twitter at Wes Bryant Live.
He's Wes Bryant every Monday right here. He covers it all on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.